Still on the topic of domestic violence, yes. Just thinking about it, we even see that a lot of people find it hard to leave this relationship, these abusive relationships. I just want to know why. Why don't they leave? What are the reasons why these people just still stay? You see marriages that have two people that are married, have three children, they don't leave the abusive relationship. Some people say it's because of their children. And you see people that are in just boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, and because the girl is blinded with love, she does not leave the relationship. So what do you think are the major reasons why these people don't leave these relationships?
It's fear. It's fear. Fear of, we say, we have a saying that the angel you know, I mean the devil you know, is better than the angel.
True. Yeah,
So
it's a common
the
one.
thing is, you're in an abusive relationship, yeah?
Yeah.
And you've come a long way, 5, 10, 6 years, and then you know this person is abusive, and then you know that if you marry this person, it's very dangerous for your own life, you get, and then you still forge ahead. It's because of the fear of, when I now decide to break up this person, who will marry me, how will I meet a new person, where do I start from? Exactly, that's a common question. Where do I start from? Where do I pick up from? Where do I What if the person I'm going to meet next is worse than this person?
Where's this person?
So you just decide to stay and be like, okay, I'll try to change this person. You
And
cannot
that's
change
the
anybody. You
mistake.
can
Yeah.
influence people, right? But you can never change people. They only change when they want to change, when they decide to change.
Very
You
true.
get. So most time, the major reason is fear. The fear of, where do I start from? The fear of what people will say, especially all these social media marriages and everything. And then you're in an abusive relationship. Instead of it's just when you know that, okay, I've tried my best for this person is not changing. We've talked, we've done this, we've seeked out, yet you're not changing. You have to leave, my dear, before they carry your dead body and leave the marriage. Is it not better to leave hale and hearty? Eh? Dear man, dear lady. I cannot say child, because definitely you're born into that family, yeah, and there's nowhere
Yeah,
you're running to.
running
But as much
to.
as possible, go down on your knees as a child and pray that God touches your parents' life, so that they don't affect, so that it doesn't, what they do doesn't affect you, and then you pass it on like that as you grow up, you get. And then as a lady or a man, you're in an abusive relationship, please don't think of what people will say. People will talk. Give them 2 to 3 months, they will shut up. At the end of the day,
True.
if you don't leave that relationship and then you die, and then the story comes out that you have been abused severally and then you didn't leave, they are still the same people that will talk. Why should you know commands? Why didn't you
Yeah,
leave? Why did you
true.
know commands?
Maybe.
You can never satisfy human beings. Humans are insatiable.
Okay, so moving on, what do you think are the effects of domestic violence on every party involved? On the children, on the wife, on the girlfriend, on the boyfriend, on every party involved, what effects do you think domestic violence has on every party, on everyone involved? Family members, friends.
Yes, it has. Okay, let me split it into like three. I think three. Yes, first, the physical effects, the mental effect, then the psychological, emotional. Let me just branch out of them on that mental effect. Yeah, so we have physical and mental. So someone is in a relationship now and they are being beaten or something. Definitely to show on their face, the battering and all that, that's the physical effect. You have on you sustain injuries, unnecessarily, scars, marks. And then when people ask you what happened to you, I fell down and I hit my head on the floor. I slipped and I hit my head on the door. I did this, yo. They will ruin your physical beauty, definitely. And a partner that physically abuses the spouse, either female or male or child, would definitely ruin their physical beauty, yeah. And then if that person is maybe emotionally or psychologically or verbally abused, you get, such a person, would have low confidence level, low self-esteem. They would face trauma. Even the people that are physically beaten, they face emotional trauma. And then they have, if it's a child, like now, look at that girl, the 11-year-old girl that was raped by 11 men. She can never think well of the male gender.
Very true.
So that is another kind of effect. So if a female, if a child is in an abusive home where the father beats the mother or something, that child will never have, if it's a female child, she will never have a good view of the male gender. And if it's vice versa, the male child will never have a good view of his mom. He gets. And then if a male child is watching what his father does to his mom, definitely is either he chooses two things. Is either he decides that, God forbid, I'll never be like this man. Or I think I want to be like my daddy because he has so much control over my mom.
That's true.
That is just, there are so many angles to the matter, But they are the effect.
And with a lot of toxic matter, it's just, it's possible that a lot of things can happen in such relationships. Do you still have more things
to
say?
No, just those two. The it affects them physically and mentally.
Yes, I think those are the major points, actually. Those are the major points. Thank you so much for that. So I was talking to I was recently talking to a lawyer friend of mine, and because I saw it somewhere that in some states in Nigeria, northern states to be precise, that it's allowed by the law to punish your wife if she if she does something that is not right. And he was like, there is no law like that. I think I saw it somewhere online, but I don't want to know. Do you have an idea of what the law says about domestic violence in Nigeria?
I think what she saw online is what I also saw online. In Nigeria, like in the northern side of Nigeria, that it is legal to punish your wife by beating her or abusing her if she misbehaves or offends you or something like that. But then, since your lawyer friend said there's no such law as that, let's just believe him, since he's much more into the field and has much more knowledge.
But our listeners can also shed more light on that. You guys can send in comments and just tell us more about what the law says about domestic violence, especially in the northern part of Nigeria, because it's almost everywhere. It's on the internet. So what do you guys think about it? What do you know about it? Just you think about it, and we'll surely work on those, whatever you say, and bring it back to the podcast. So you know, we've been talking about majorly man, woman, girlfriend, boyfriend, and we're chipping in children that experience domestic violence. But I just want to bring it directly to you. Do children experience domestic violence? And can you give a scenario where children experienced domestic violence? Because most times it's always just that maybe they see what their parents or their fathers are doing to mothers, mothers are doing to fathers. But do they directly experience domestic violence?
They do. But most times it's rare to find parents, biological parents of children, you know, maltreating them or abusing them. It's rare to find biological. It's most times maybe the child is staying with the aunt or the uncle, or maybe you have a family member staying with them in the house. Stepmom and all that. So those are the situations where a child is being abused, where a child is being violated. There was one time on my street, this little boy, I don't know what he did to his aunt. I think he broke eggs. She sell eggs, and I think he broke maybe four or how many out of the crates. And then this woman beat him to the point that his entire body was bleeding. It took the intervention of people in the streets, not compound, the streets, to take that boy from my hands. Funny enough, bike people know it's something streets, then everybody come outside. People, why did you do this? Why you put them? Stuff like that. Unknown to us, a bike man, I don't know if he's an informant of the police or something, he went straight to the police station, and when the police were coming, they didn't come with by themselves alone. They came with human rights officials.
Whoa, wow, that's shocking.
He was really shocked. Because I was like, I didn't wait to hear the entire story, but it was later I was asking people like, what happened. Wow. And they said, can you believe that the one that bike man that was standing? I was like, eh. So we should always check what we do. Wow. Yeah. Yes, children go through, they are violated, they go through domestic violence, but most times not with their biological parents. Most times they have stepmom, you know, relatives and all that. So yes, they are.
And all that. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. So what are the effects on these children? Like short-term effects, long-term effects on children, majorly? I just want to tell us more about it. We know that there are effects. But what are those?
Okay, so effect of the domestic violence on children. Yes. Domestic children actually, as children, we are growing. All of us are growing, definitely. Our brains are developing. Whatever we see, we pick. Just imagine a 2-year-old child that sees his mom turning the pot maybe a few times. So whenever he or she has opportunity to go to that pot, they will definitely go and do what their mom is saying. So they pick that's just it. When a child is growing and is in a violated home or is being violated, that child picks it up. So it, like I said, the child has two options. It's either the child looks for solution for his or herself, or the child follows the footstep of that person that violated him or her. And the child could either be, how I said, the resentful towards whatever gender or whatever family or whatever person that did that act to him or her. And you know, children never forget something. That's the funny thing about us. We are kids.
Children never forget things.
So just imagine if a child that doesn't forget something has that kind of fresh memory in their head. Every time they remember, whatever situation that was surrounding that event, there's always a resentment towards that situation. Most times it's rare to see children that are being abused come out, you know, hale and healthy and mentally and physically okay. It's rare. It is very rare.
It's quite rare.
Yeah, we even have some that are like suffering and smiling, and they look like they're okay, but they are not. So basically, children they face a lot, you know, as they have much more to go through as children that either grow up in a an abusive home with abusive parents, or they are abused themselves. So yes, they have much more pain to go through in life. Like I said, it's either they make themselves, you know, help themselves grow and become better persons, or they follow the footsteps of those abusers. And I was saying before that some of them, they may act, you know, good and cool and all that until something actually triggers the memory.
Because,
triggers the memory of whatever they had gone through. And then if care is not taken, such people end up committing suicide.
Well. That's quite true.
Basically, everything just boils down to the mental and the physical of that child, because the child is growing and then the brain is forming. So picking up such things is very dangerous and detrimental to the child as well as the society. Because imagine if each home is like that, and then you have each children battling with such, it's going to be very bad for us. And it's what is happening right now. I just hope we save ourselves before everything just goes mayhem, like beyond our control. Beyond our
control. I understand.
So that's all I have to say about that.
A lot of children are growing, and there's just a lot. And having to be scarred at that age with that, it plays a very, very vital role in how they grow. And I think children that are domestically violated, should be taken to rehabs, should be seen by professionals that can help them, because they really need the help to become better people in the future, and so we can avoid suicidal thoughts, depression, and so on. So I was just thinking, if a friend of yours or a friend of mine or a family member is experiencing domestic violence, what can we do? What can we do? Because a lot of people make the mistake of maybe the person finally opens up to you, or the person does not open up and you're trying to force it out, or the person opens up and you begin to tell others. You understand that kind of scenario?
That's so very dangerous too.
Yes, that is actually very dangerous. So what can one do to support a friend or family member, and what should one not do in situations like that?
Okay, so I'll start with what should one do first.
Okay.
The first thing you should do when someone actually confides in you that he or she is going through whatever they are going through, I want you to just like look for sweet, calm, and so touching words that could make them feel calm and make them feel safe with you. You know, create a safe space for them around you that whenever they come, you're like, okay, this is what I'm going through again, without hesitation. Because it's always difficult getting people to open up to whatever they are going through.
Very, very difficult.
Yes. So you just have to create a safe space and be calm. Always be a good listener and be attentive to what the person is saying. Yes, you might be pressing phone or doing something else when the person is talking, and you think you're listening, but you're not listening. So such people actually want you to give them your attention for them to be able to open up their soul and bear their heart out to you. You should give them your attention. You should be listening all ears, with your entire senses open, you know, at alert. And then when you've listened to what they have to say and then you've comforted them, there are two organizations that I know of.
Okay.
VAWA and ERSTV, I mean, yeah.
Yes.
So VAWA is VAWA. Again. But I think that one is international.
Okay.
Yeah. But the one we have in Nigeria is ESVRT. That's Domestic Sexual Violence Response Team.
Okay.
So they have their head office at Secretariat Alausa Ikeja.
Okay.
And they have their phone lines. I can read their phone lines out to you.
Yes.
That's 104. We have 112 as their emergency line, and then we have +234 8137 996 0048. That's their hotline, and their email is info@dsvrtlagos.org, or their website is www.dsvrtlagos.org. You get so you can actually reach them. They're the two popular organizations I know of. And yes, there are so many NGOs you could actually look up on the internet, and then, you know, talk to them. They have their emails open to you that you can send in whatever you're going through, and then you send in your locations so that they respond. They have rapid response. Yeah. And what else again? So basically, that's just all I know that you can do for such people.
Yes.
Or you could go to, because reporting the police station might result in something terrible. It might not be so
good. Yeah.
Yes. It might not be so good. So the best bet is to meet these people. These people that are actually involved in it, like they are them, for people living in Nigeria and Lagos, so
yeah,
the DSVR, yeah, you can just walk up to them and then let them bear out your heart to them and let them know how you feel. Yeah, or you look for a therapist.
Okay, I also
a psychologist.
Sorry for cutting you. I feel even if you're not staying in Lagos and you reach out to DSVRT, you understand, they should be able to link you to other states and organizations. Organizations you can meet or call up or text. Yeah, you understand.
Yeah.
So sorry for cutting you short. You can continue.
No problem. Okay. Yeah. So that's a very, very good suggestion too, and an addition to what I was saying.
Yeah.
So another thing, what you should not do to them is, somebody told you something very, 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 very important, and then you are going up and down, Mama, you know, you're waiting, Mama, in Kiruto. Please don't do that to people. I beg you. But if you know you cannot keep a secret, you cannot keep your mouth closed, just don't bother telling them to open up. just keep it to yourself. If it's gist you want to hear, go to Twitter. You hear plenty of gist. It's true. You don't use people's gist, people's pain, emotional pain or emotional trauma that they have bared out to you as gist. The only and you don't tell other people around you when you know they cannot offer help. The only reason why you can talk to another person about another person's problem is maybe you know that this person is working with an agency that could actually help that person that talked to you. That's the only you can say, okay, I know a friend that is going through this. You don't use other people's pain as gist. If you want gist, go to Twitter. There are so many places to get gist from. Instablog, you can get gist from them. Use people's pain, because that thing, once the secret, you know, once you tell one person and then another person tells another person, bad news spreads like wildfire. And then when that person gets to know that I told you, I confided in you, and this is what you did to me, the next thing they can think of doing, the sharpest thing that comes to their mind, is suicide. 80% of people that go through pain, it's a suicide. And it will not be good if you have the blood of somebody on your neck.
Yeah.
It's not good. So we should just be careful about how much we gist. Because sometimes we actually even talk and we get carried away and then we talk about that. We just
you begin talking,
Yes.
Okay, sorry for cutting short. Look at the scenario. Someone told me something. Then I wanted to just ask my friend of who I feel should have more knowledge on agencies, on different things. But I did not mention any names, anything. Only for me to find out that my friend linked it to this other person that was involved and told another person. You see that scenario?
Yes, that person is a stalker.
Yes, so in that case, I know that's quite a dicey situation because there's nothing you can really do. You were just trying to help.
Yeah.
But really, you've said it all actually. Just try to limit who you tell. Look at it. You should know every friend you have. You should know everyone you're talking to. And just try to limit the person being able to link it to the person involved. You understand?
Yeah.
So I just thought about that scenario actually right now, because I know it happens even in real life, in other situations.
Those are real life scenarios.
Yes. You understand? And it's possible it can happen. So just to prevent it, try to not, as much as possible, not succumb to saying the name of the person involved or anything that will make anyone pinpoint that person. So I was thinking about something also.
Yeah.
You know, the way you relate with neighbors is different from the way you relate with family members or friends. So imagine you have this neighbor that is constantly being brutalized by the husband or by the wife, any way it goes, and you just want to do something to help, but you've asked the person involved and they do not want to open up to you. They do not want to talk because they feel they need to stay in the marriage for their children, or they just need to be in that relationship because they love the person. How can I support such a person that does not want help?
Okay, this kind of situation, it will take a lot of time, a whole lot of time, because the best approach is I don't know English or adjective to use, just little
slowly.
By little, get closer to that person, you know, check up on that person regularly, call. If you can't go over and visit or you can't see them, call that person. Make it an appointment to call that person at so time, so that that person knows that, wow, somebody actually does care for me. You know, most of these people that actually go through this thing, what they need is just that one, that light, that tiny light amidst the entire dark cloud. And then they believe that, yes, this is a reason to fight. This is one big reason to stay, as in to stay, to be strong for, you get. So little by little, get closer to that person. With time, the person will open up to you. That is why I said, make sure to create a safe space for that person around you. So when the person comes to finally talk, the person does it with little or no hesitation.
Well, this was a very, very, very wonderful session with you.
And
talking about and, Mr.
Thank you. I want to say something. And yes, when you're talking to that person already, yeah, you can just, you don't say, you should call, say, what about, don't you think, maybe you should try and inform authorities about this. Because the moment you say you should call the authorities, you have spiked up that person, senses again. The person says that like, this person doesn't really want me to stay in this marriage. This person, you know, a lot of thoughts goes through that person's head. So you just don't impose things on them. Just say, what if maybe, probably, you could, you get. That's just what I wanted to add. Sorry.
Thank you for no problem. Thank you for that. Wow. I really enjoyed this session. Like,
I enjoyed myself as well.
It was so wonderful. Thank you so much. I know
you're very welcome.
This is my second collab on the show, on my channel, sorry.
Wow.
It's just wonderful. And I would love to have you for more and more sessions. Thank you so much.
I'm willing to come. You're welcome. You're very welcome. Guys, it was so much fun here with you on the podcast.
Thank you so much. So guys, please do not forget, listen to everything we said. Try to help people that are going through domestic violence at the moment as much as you can. Try to reach out to the necessary authorities. And sorry, Mr. Please, can you give us those numbers again?
I said the DSVRC, that is Domestic Sexual Violence Response Team. So their head office is at Alausa, Ikeja, Secretariat. People in Lagos would definitely have an idea where that is. And then their phone line, we have 112 for emergency, and then the second plus 234-813-796-0048. I hope you got the number. And then their email is info@dsvrtlagos.org, and their website is www.dsvrtlagos.org.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you very much for that. So you're guys, please, let's try to be as safe as we can be. Let's try to help everyone we can help, because that help you're going to render to someone, you don't know how the way it's going to go, how long it's going to go in that person's life, and what it's going to do to the person's future. So please guys, let's try to be as safe as we can be. Let's also try to just help everyone we can in our little ways, in every way we can. And also guys, do not forget to stay safe, to wash your hands regularly, to just try to wear your nose masks, keep social distances from one another, no partying right now. Financial institutions are going back to normal, so please guys, let's try to be as safe as possible. COVID-19 is very real, and domestic violence is also real, so please.
I'm so sorry for cutting you short. I don't know why I forgot this. Another organization you can reach out to is ASAD, Anti-Suicide and Depression Squad.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Team lead is Daria Sobele. You can check them out on Instagram, their website. Please, you can reach. They are, I don't know why I even forgot that, they are very good and they are functioning. Yeah. ASAD, Anti-Suicide and Depression Squad. Yes. Thank you so much. Sorry for cutting you short.
No problem. I'll look them up on Instagram and link them to the podcast also. I'll link them to the podcast also. You can also do that, Mr. So guys, don't forget to follow us. Follow Talkaholic Mr. on every of our social media platforms. We already said that at the beginning of the show. And also don't forget to follow us on every of our platforms also. Thank you guys for listening from the beginning to the end. Hope and trust you had fun with us, with me and our colleague Mr. I had fun, and I trust you also had fun.
Yes, I did.
Yes, do stay safe and be good. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.